Now, Palestinians are expected to face more Israeli attacks during their peaceful demonstrations to commemorate the upcoming Nakba Day on Saturday. Supporters of the Palestinian cause marched in the French capital to demand the government to stop aiding the Israeli regime. Our correspondent Ramin Mazahari has more from Paris.
Anti-imperialist groups and political parties marched across Paris ahead of May 15th, 70th anniversary of Nakba Day, when 80% of Palestinians were forced out of their homes in ethnic cleansing.
The word Nakba means catastrophe, and these protesters demand that France stop helping Israel perpetuate the multiple catastrophes of dispossession, political repression, violence, and murder.
This year's Nakba Day is expected to see major nonviolent protests in Gaza. Since late April, Israel has killed at least 47 Palestinians and wounded 8,000 others who have repeatedly marched to demand their human right and UN-backed right of return. No Israeli has even been injured. The brutal blockade against Gaza, the worst in the world, has lasted more than a decade, making the situation there almost unbearable.
I have been living in Gaza for the last 4 years. Businesses are going, shutting up shop, and families are starving, literally starving. The suicide rate has rocketed because fathers cannot feed their families and they're jumping off balconies, and young people committing suicide, 15-year-old boys, 16-year-old girls, because they see no future. It's really, really horrible.
France repeatedly refuses to place any pressure on its ally Israel to finally lift the Gaza blockade, to create humanitarian corridors to Gaza, to demand Israel stop using bullets against unarmed protesters. Despite the strangulation of Gaza, France's military cooperation with Israel remains stronger than ever.
Macron sticks his head in the sand regarding these crimes against peaceful protesters, which are perpetrated by religious fascists. Calling Israel fascist does not make us anti-Semites or against Jewish people. The president of the French Republic should take a clear position here.
Palestinians note that while Israel has a law of return, which grants any Jew the opportunity to become an Israeli citizen with full rights, Palestinians have been forced to live in refugee camps and denied countless fundamental human rights for 70 years. Ramin Mazahari, Press TV, Paris.